Tom.
Okay. Welcome to the September 1st, 2021 meeting of the Lyman Planning Board. This meeting will come to order. This is a public proceeding, and unless the board specifically votes to go into executive session, you have the right to hear everything that is being said and to look at all the exhibits that are offered. If the board goes into executive session, the reason for the same shall be stated. Please notify the chairman if you are having difficulty seeing or hearing. This meeting is being recorded for YouTube. In each instance, the burden is upon the applicant to demonstrate compliance with the provisions of the applicable ordinance or ordinances. After the board votes on the merits of each project, it will prepare a written opinion, which will be forwarded within 7 days. The board works from a prepared agenda and will be considering tonight's items in the following order. 7 p.m., Dave DeLong, then discuss administrative procedures, review and approve minutes, and new business and open issues. And if you care to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, move the flag here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. Dave, do you want to come down?
Mr. Chair, I move that Kelly DeMurr recognized as a full voting member for tonight's meeting.
I'll second that.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Davey, you have submitted an application to join the planning board?
Correct.
And you have provided information here, which was... Anybody want to review this again? I mean, we looked at it once.
I didn't see that. It wasn't in my packet.
Now, this is a personnel matter. And does anyone have a feeling, or do you have a feeling, we should discuss this in executive session? That's
nope.
My question. You don't want us to be discussing this in executive session?
Nope.
Anybody else feel that way, or you don't? It's really up to Dave. My opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, Dave, you have very good qualifications.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to ask a very, what I consider, personal, pertinent question. And this is, I reviewed I think it was from May 27th, when our code enforcement officer left, she appeared before the selectmen and gave a public comment in which she named several people, including yourself, as a person who she considered had basically harassed her in her job. And
I'm glad you asked that question, because I would like to address that personally.
That's as long as nobody, again, we're
the
not,
issue,
okay,
the,
this
oh,
is public
the
comment.
The issue that the individual brought up was brought up a while back, and I think you people all remember the ones that were here at the time. It came up right around 2015 when I was coming up for reappointment to the planning board. She said at the time that somebody had told her that I had said something to somebody, and so she reported it to the selectman. I think she thought it would affect my reappointment, and she felt that she should do it, so that was fine. She brought it up to the select board. And we had a meeting similar to this at the select board meeting. Mm-hmm. I was asked if I wanted to go on executive session, and I said, no, we're going to have it out front, mm-hmm. just like now. So the individual went through her thing. She said that, and at that time it was, I can't remember the exact words, but it was that somebody had told her that I had said that she was playing favorites on the playing board. Well, and the select board asked her, they said, well, somebody told you that, did you actually hear him say that? Well, no. Somebody told you, is that correct? Yes. Could you tell us who that person was that told you? Oh, well, I'd rather not say. Well, at the time, the select board said, well, if you cannot present the person who told you this as a witness, then this sounds like a he said, she said issue. The select board voted to reinstate me into the planning board. Mm-hmm. Now, back this spring, it came up again. The story changed a little bit, but she referenced the time before when she had brought up the original thing. It happened in 2014 or 15, I'm thinking, because that's when I would have been coming up for a renomination to the planning board. Mm-hmm. She brought it up, and she brought it up again, only, as many people have heard, it became a far more egregious story. I don't disclaim what she says. There's no way I can prove that somebody didn't tell her that, especially if she won't say who the person was. This is the United States. Normally you're allowed to address your accuser. Mm-hmm. In this particular instance, I wasn't allowed to address my accuser. And the select board at the time realized that and reinstated me. So what we're doing is bringing up the exact same thing. The select board at the time saw no reason for me not to be on a planning board. And they reappointed me.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I mean, anybody has questions here? I was going to ask a question. I mean, I thought there were other interactions you had with a code enforcement officer in private or without having other people there. That was my impression.
They were never alleged.
Okay. Does anyone have questions on this?
Well, just procedurally, I can't recall the planning board ever making a recommendation one way or another to the selectmen about membership on the board.
I can remember when I was on the planning board. You always made a recommendation.
We did. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we looked at the applications, I mean, mm-hmm. and made a recommendation still up to the selectmen to appoint whoever they want. It's an appointed position.
Yeah, it's up to the selectmen who gets appointed, but mm-hmm. but it's only fair to the planning board that they should be able to interview whoever's running.
I remember sitting in that chair myself.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, I did. I was too, yeah.
And I would, just for the record, I would like to present my qualifications.
Sure.
I'm a graduate. I have a bachelor's in civil engineering from Northeastern University. I worked as a civil engineer and planner for 30-plus years. I worked for the Army Corps of Engineers. When I retired, I was the chief of engineering and planning for the New England district of the Army Corps of Engineers and covered the whole of New England and handled all the engineering and planning for New England. So I feel I probably have pretty decent qualifications to be on the planning board.
And you were in management, right?
I was the chief of engineering and planning division. At one time in my career, I had 450 people working for me. When I retired from New England District, I had about 100 or so people working for me under different levels of supervision. At one time, I had as many as 5 unions that I dealt with.
Does anybody have questions? I mean, I'm still have a concern on the interactions you've had in the past with a code enforcement officer.
Unfortunately, she's not here to defend herself, but there's been the only issue that's been publicized is this supposed thing that somebody told her that I said.
Yeah.
Other than that, there has not been any.
I mean, this may sound bad, but I'm going to ask it anyway. I assume in your government service you certainly had a lot of training about interactions with employees.
Sure did.
And certainly I hope that you realize, as I did when I was in the Navy and also in civilian jobs for 25 years, that you have to be extremely careful and appropriate when you deal with people who may perceive that you have a possible supervisory position over them.
And yeah, I and that's why it's kind of amazing to me that the thing even came up, but there must be other issues coming out there, but I'm not aware of them. Mm-hmm. I would be happy to address any complaints that somebody wants to put on a table, but I can't address.
I understand
those, you know, allegations that aren't there.
No, I forgot to say I'm still concerned, having watched that May 27th.
Did you really watch it?
Yes,
you,
I did.
Then you must have seen that the only there was she made allegations against more than one person.
I understand.
And hopefully you're not mixing the allegations up.
I don't think so, Dave.
But the only allegation on there, if you look at it again, mm-hmm. was that somebody told her that I said something. Now, there's been other allegations by other employees, one other employee, that one was addressed by another selectman at the meeting that they had here, mm-hmm. the candidates' night. He did a pretty good job of explaining that situation.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just...
But, I mean, I'm willing to address any specific instance that you care to refer to, but I have a tough time referring to something that is not developed.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody have questions?
My concern is one of the things you constantly say is specific instances. I can remember sitting here and actually feeling uncomfortable with what was a rude and condescending attitude toward the code enforcement officer multiple times.
I don't recall any of that.
There were times I thought you were out of line.
I was a new kid
on the block.
Yeah, I don't recall any of that.
Well, I do remember. And
if you'd care to bring up specific instances, that'd be fine. But I don't remember.
Unfortunately, we weren't videotaping and audio taping at the time.
Well, you were audio taping it. You had to be.
I don't know if those tapes are still available.
Should be.
But I'm just an air of superiority and dominance. And if you notice on this board that we have now, we have a very, very fluid dynamics. We don't all agree on everything. But I do agree that we have a lot of mutual respect for each other and for anyone, and I just was not seeing that on your time when I was here. There were a couple instances, and I wish I had the specifics.
Yeah, I wish you did too, because it's easy to bring up stuff like just off the cuff and throw it out there.
So you're stating that you do not have any superior attitude or... overbearing.
Well, I guess it depends on what you think a superior attitude or overbearing is. Some people may think that I have an overbearing personality. Sometimes I have a type A personality. If I think I'm right, I'm not going to crawl into a hole.
And don't get me
but
wrong.
But as far as belittling somebody or trying to force something down their throat, I mean I. This bit, well, Paul wasn't here, but the rest of you here, did I try to force things down people's throat? Or did I just present the facts?
Again and again and again.
The facts again and again.
According to you.
In a condescending
way that would make, I think, an objective person feel that you've decided that none of us have anything close to the qualifications that you have. And that you had to repeat something over and over again because it came off as if we were not smart enough to understand what you were saying. Antagonistic towards people who were in front of us as well.
I disagree.
And observation in your service for the other select board as well. When something seemed to have been decided, no, there was another point that upset what seemed to be a negotiated compromise. I sat next to you for years, David.
So, may I say something?
Certainly.
Are we voting, are we deciding here on a personality issue, or are we looking for expertise on this board?
Yes.
I was on the board 2015, the same time that Kelly came on. And I saw some heated going back and forth discussions about issues. But the issues were about our ordinance. And lately we've been, I don't think we're really, really good about interpreting our ordinance. And we've totally depended on the code enforcement officer to guide us through all of these issues. I really think we need expertise here. I think that's the most important thing. I don't think we need to find a person that's, you know, going to be a nice, get along with everybody kind of person. Is that what we're looking for? I think we need the expertise. We don't have expertise here, I don't think. I mean, you guys have a lot more experience than I have, but seems to me we're floundering all the time with the ordinance, trying to interpret things. I don't think we have the expertise to make these decisions sometimes. And
I think if we're going on the ordinances and we're doing the best job we can.
Well, we're doing the best we can, but the resources that we have.
So don't speak for me. I think we're doing the best we can.
No, I'm not speaking for you.
I'm just saying.
Okay. No, but do you have anything else to say?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead. I mean, just take your time.
Huh? I was interrupted. Train of thought
normally
went the other way.
Let me just say, normally we don't get into personalities when we're looking at qualifications. I guess I would say that, Dave, we all know you because you're on the board for, 5 years or 6 years?
5 years.
Of time. And I think there is, I mean, I got to be honest, I think there is a personality issue, and I think there was an issue with the code enforcement officer. Maybe, I hope I'm not misconstruing it, but if I'm going to vote on, if I have the opportunity, I've been asked the opportunity to vote on whether or not a person should join the planning board, I think it's certainly relevant to consider past experiences and observations and just facts of what's going on. I'm not questioning your qualifications, your technical qualifications for being a member of this board, and I think Cecile has a point. Everybody, and we don't always agree on everything. We do treat each other, I presume, with respect pretty much, and we haven't had any major issues where we're yelling and screaming at each other. If we don't agree, if it's 5 to 0, okay. If it's 4 to 1, if it's 3 to 2, whatever. It is what it is. But I think it's important to consider everything we know about you before we vote and make a recommendation. That's all I'm saying. Does anybody else want to say anything?
The other thing I wanted to point out, but you've made reference to the May 17th. And I know exactly which recording you're talking about, the YouTube. But that time was the worst political time probably that the town of Lyman ever had. There was so much mudslinging between candidates and the CEO leaving and whatever, and I really don't think that is a good litmus test of how to decide a candidate. If you're going to use that meeting as a gauge, I don't know. I have a real problem with that.
Okay.
Well, then we can go back to when Yusuf left. I mean, that's what did it for me, Dave. I've known you a long time.
What's that?
I said when the assessor stood here.
Okay, now we're going back to another issue. Now, did you happen to go to the candidates' night?
I watched it.
Okay, did you listen to what Rusty had to say about it? I would have been pretty quiet about it over the past because at the time, I was the personnel person. Now, if you look at history, the assessor came up with quite a story, and I didn't argue with him, but I can tell you now, looking back at history, he was probably not the best assessor we ever had. In fact, he probably cost the town of Lyman about $160,000 because he was in charge of the revaluation contract. He was the project manager for the revaluation contract. Unfortunately, it happened during the COVID. He was asked on more than one occasion by more than one selectman to come up with a plan B so that if it failed, the town would not be in trouble at the end. He refused to come up with a plan B. He was probably this close to being sanctioned when he resigned. As a result, the town went into the toilet with the reval. As you know, you didn't get your tax bills until, September, October? So the town had no money to deal with until tax bills were due, I think November or December.
Okay, so where are we going here with this?
Well, what I'm saying is that you bring up you bring up the assessor thing, and that's another, that was another issue that came up during a political campaign. My own personal opinion, it should be completely neglected because, first of all, it's not true, and I said it wasn't true when he said it. He's not the only one. I'm not the only one who knows it's not true. And like I said, and Rusty got up there and basically said it wasn't true right in front of everybody, and that's why I wouldn't normally bring it up, but it was already brought up by another selectman. So the issue with the assessor should be dead and buried.
I just want to point out that what you just did graphically displays what I was talking about, the level of aggression, the level of dominance. Paul was talking, and you're wrong, I'm right. Now I have to explain to you what.
It appeared to me that he was attacking me.
You're doing it again.
Okay, fine.
He was making a statement. He was expressing his opinion. You jumped on him, and you just jumped on me.
And I gave him the facts.
Okay. Is there any more? Does anyone else have any questions? Dave, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Okay. Well, the task is to vote on the planning board's recommendation to the select board whether or not we would like to have Mr. Dave DeLong as a, I guess would be an alternate member. And I guess I'll ask for a vote. All those in favor of...
You need a motion?
Yeah, okay. Joe, would you like to make a motion, please?
Probably not.
You'd rather not make a motion? Okay. Who wants to make a motion?
I'll make
a motion.
I can make the motion.
Make a motion.
Make a motion that we accept the application for Dave to be a planning board member, alternate planning board member, Dave DeLong.
Is there a second for that?
For a vote, I'll second.
Is there any discussion, any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor of Cecile's motion, which would recommend Dave for a planning board position, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay.
Nay.
Okay, the vote is 4-1, Dave.
Thank you. It's obviously that you don't want a qualified person on the board. Thank you.
Okay, Dave. Thank you for coming. Okay. Irene, I guess, could you send a memo to the select board, please, from the planning board saying that we considered the application and do not recommend acceptance or do not recommend an appointment to that. And I guess we should send a copy to Mr. DeLong. Is that okay with everyone?
Yep.
Okay. Let's get on to something else. I rewrote this draft administrative procedure. It's morphing into a little bit more of stuff, and I added some material to your package.
Mm-hmm.
And let me explain a couple of things. That list of references is just a big list. I did find... the commercial design standards, which I don't think I could find, and that is not incorporated into the zoning ordinance, as far as I can see. But it's been voted in, and I attached to this articles from the last election, mm-hmm. and. The one that failed was the one that was a proposed amendment to the shoreland zoning.
Mm-hmm. About the docks.
It was about the easement business.
No, the one that failed was the incorporation of the definitions of docks, piers, docks, wharves, bridges, other structures.
Not the way I read it, I'm sorry.
Article 5 failed. First one.
Yeah, and on the back, I think, is the... Unless I screwed this up when I did it.
The back of each of the attached.
Is the wording? Because I was thinking the same that you were. that it was the...
Failed.
Yeah. It was the business about the easement that okay, didn't pass.
Yep.
And then Article...
Oh, I think both of these are the same, though.
They're identical.
Yep.
Damn it.
Did I mistake,
Don? Yeah, I did. I'm afraid. Wait a minute. I got the. I was trying to copy. Let me just. I've got the actual write up here.
Okay.
Okay. The one that did not pass was. That was Article 5. And let me find that here. Yeah, I regret that. It was a screw up. Let's see here. Well, I may have to go back to the drawing boards on this. But are those two exactly the same wording?
Yeah.
5 and 6?
But then, to my recollection, it was the easement right away that was defeated, but the definition did not went through.
Yes, that's the... Yeah, Article 6 is shall amendment to the article, to the definition defining a dock. That's the one that passed. And I'm sorry that it did pass. Yeah, that passed. I have
okay.
that. I have that thing.
Just gonna look it up.
It was close. It was 270 to 252. The no was also close. The one on the what do you call it? The right of way. That was 276 to 246 against. And then the one for the commercial design standards was again a pass. It passed 274 to 252. So, in any case, I'm sorry about confusing that. But what I was trying to point out was that, I was trying to give you the references there, but obviously I messed it up a little bit. And what I'm recommending here, really, getting further into this a little bit, most of this is just a restatement of what I said previously, but I did find the commercial design standards. Mm-hmm. And we still have I've listed the information about notice of meetings and how there are some disparities between them, yeah. Among them, I should say. But part 5 of this memo is changes needed to the Lyman zoning ordinances. And we need to update these after we make any further changes. And also, it doesn't appear that we put in the commercial design standards. I don't think those are in there now. And I think we need to try to figure out whether we want to consolidate the notification process so that it's as much as possible standardized.
Yes, I agree with that.
You know, because we shouldn't have different timings. No. It doesn't make sense, to me anyway.
Another thing, if I can interrupt while we're in notifications and public hearings. I think we briefly touched upon it last meeting, where 4B4, Planning Board must publish notice in a newspaper of general circulation.
Right.
We might as well ask the town crier. There's basically no newspaper media out there. I would propose something to the effect of digital media, typical digital media sources, this being a digital age. I haven't gotten a newspaper at my house since I think the Courier went bust, 5 years ago?
Well, we do. I think that the Select Board uses the Reporter once in a while. They had something printed out there not too long ago.
The only other one is the Reporter, but that doesn't go to every house.
No.
You've got to pick it up at town hall.
You have to pick it up, right.
So, anyhow. Yeah, my feeling is basically on these public hearings, if at all possible, we ought to try to be consistent with them as opposed to having different. We got 20 days for one, we've got 14 days. State law requires 13. Well, we can be more stringent, so we can go 14 days. State law requires 13 days. And then there's a whole section in case we're doing an amendment, and that's more. That could be more. I could see possibly that being more restrictive because it's a bigger deal when you're making an amendment, maybe. But I'm commenting on is that we should right now follow the ordinance, obviously, but the we should try to consolidate that in the ordinance to make it as clear as possible. And maybe it should be in one section as opposed to being in several places.
Yep,
so that you can see what the notification requirements are and not have to go search and find it if we're doing this or that. And I don't think there's anything that says it. You know, it could be in each area, but it seems like for logical it ought to be in.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so that's my 2 cents on it.
The only thing we have to consider, too, is like number 4C, contract zones public hearing. It does say it has to be published twice in a newspaper. So that would, in order for it to be published twice, it would have to have a longer,
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, see, and that's, but you see, that's my point. It you know, is there any, I mean, maybe you can make a point that say, contract zoning should be published twice as opposed to a regular notice or public hearings. I mean, you can make that point.
Right.
But I just think we ought to agree on as much as possible, decide what we want to do, and then make it consistent so we don't have to, worry about doing, check different sections of the ordinance, put it in one place. Mm-hmm. That'd be my thought.
Is it possible that this published twice is on the state level, the contract zoning?
I didn't see it. You can look at the look at the references and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, the main municipal. And well, that's just guidance anyway. But the state laws are on the website.
Right. Should check that. Let's see.
Yeah. No. I hope you can. In fact, on the next page there on the contract zoning, it just says that I referenced a state 4352.8 on the back side of that. Did you see that?
Yes.
It says 13 days, so there is something in there.
Oh,
too.
Okay, 13 days.
So anyway, I'm just saying we got. In my opinion, let's try to get it to where it's consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not pushing one number versus another number, just so we can do it and not have to go to tech different places.
Again, I'd like to get up to the 21st century.
Yeah.
No disrespect to our beautiful, lovely library, which I love. How many people here annually go to the library?
I do.
Annually. I spend most of the winter there doing taxes on Wednesdays.
Well, I hadn't been. That's when the COVID thing.
I mean, I'm not saying take out the notice. I would like to see...
Oh, that's a good point.
No, leave the notice in there. You know, let's post it in conspicuous public places, but let's get into the digital age. I don't know how many people sign up for the town alignment's email. 2 emails sent out can also fulfill this obligation.
Yeah.
Encourage people to get the emails. The notice posting on the town website, on the town Facebook page.
There's been some issues. Is that really a town website? A town Facebook page?
We do have a town Facebook page.
Yes.
Who runs it? Do you know, Laura?
The selectman's clerk.
Oh, she actually runs it. Okay.
Yeah.
But you got to join Facebook to see it, don't you?
You do.
I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to have a Facebook account to see any Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I retired from Facebook.
Yeah,
well, I was on there for a short amount of time.
See, and that's that you're not alone, and I think that you said it's a digital age, but there is still, especially the senior population, there are a lot of people that don't do Facebook, they don't even use email, right? There are still a lot of people that rely on...
Yeah, I got my 85-year-old mom on Facebook, text messages, FaceTime.
Okay, so here, I'm getting to a point here. Number 5 here, these are things that I see, and I'm not, this is not a all-inclusive list, but I listed A through H, or actually things that we know, at least I say we know that we have to change, and I don't know who has, I was going to ask Irene, do you have a word copy of the zoning ordinance?
Yeah, you'd have.
Because, I mean, we'd have to, obviously we can make changes, but I didn't know if nobody wants to retype the darn thing is what I'm saying. It's so big, but we must have a Word copy of it somewhere.
Yes, Paul was asking me about that recently, about adding the changes from the June vote.
Yeah, I don't think we've added them yet.
No, and I said, I think Patty's the one who's done that in the past, because I've never done it, even when I had this job before. It wasn't my job. So I would think Patty would have it already set up and just has to incorporate those changes.
Okay, well, I'm going to comment about the new clerk in a minute here, or what I know about it anyway. So I just made a list of things that I know, and there's some that have passed, and there was... Did I attach a copy of a letter from Patty?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was something she sent in May. I think she sent it to everybody. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I mentioned that in there. She found an inconsistency, and we should do that. And then I was going to suggest that we would ask the select board, the code enforcement officer, the zoning board of appeals, the ordinance review committee, the town clerk, I don't know, anybody else, for recommended changes to the Lyman zoning ordinances, mm-hmm. because, and if you want, I'll draft up a memo for the next meeting, and Rod can look at it too, and see if we can't just send it out to everybody and ask for changes, because we need. I think there's other things, and then if I was going to ask everybody as you look through the ordinances, if you got come up with some other changes that you think we need, I think. We ought to bring them forth and try to get ourselves a master list. Mm-hmm. But what I would like to do, again, with me, we need to talk to Rod too, is set up a series of public hearings, and whatever the easiest way to do it. I don't mean just one hearing saying, oh, do you have any changes to the Lyman zoning ordinance? No. I would suggest something like looking at, for example, zones. Right now we have, as you all know, we have the three zones. Now, I know other places have more zones, but is three enough? Okay, that's an answer. And then the second part of that would be, let's look at land uses for those zones, because that seems to be the issue, is whether we want to continue with the existing land use tables or not. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of pushback on the medical marijuana growing facility and what zones they're allowed in. And, you know, is that a subject we want to promote to go forth for the June? Well, it'd have to be June now meeting, because it's too late for doing anything for November, I think, or pretty close to it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, do we want to change that, or not change it, but give people a chance to vote
feedback.
On it? Because we've had a lot of pushback, and we're stuck. We're not stuck, but we're required to follow the ordinance. So, if there's areas where the ordinance is not working, in people's opinion. We should give them an opportunity to vote again. I hate June, because June, you can see the numbers that voted.
Right.
It's very, very small. We got, how many voters do we have? We have 2,200 or something. I don't know. We have a lot of voters here.
So 4,000.
I mean, but population's 4,000.
Yeah. I think it's 3,200. I heard 3,200 or something like that.
Yeah, we get 200 people, or maybe we get 300 people voting. We don't get very many people voting.
No.
But it affects everybody. So I'm thinking we ought to try to do that again. If we get some slack time here without having a lot of applications, maybe we can start doing some public hearings.
Public workshops.
But I think with the point that you brought up about people, and I'm going to use medical marijuana, is they don't understand which zone they're in. I'm living in houses.
That's a good point.
Are you in residential? Are you in the general? Are you in the commercial? Just because you're on this street, 200 feet away could be a completely different zone.
That's one issue. Yeah.
And the requirements or the restrictions in that zone, 200 feet away, aren't allowed in yours, or are allowed in yours.
Well, then, I don't know how you. Well, we all discussed, and that's another issue, which I know we don't want to get into in any grand detail, but we don't have a. All we have right now is you got
very
this.
Rough
We got this one.
Maps.
All we got is this map.
Yeah, which is poorly drawn up with a crayon.
Yeah, and this is, I can show it to the thousands of people that are watching this. But here's what we've got. We've got a map. And we've got a larger version by the code enforcement officer's office, I believe.
And the shadings in there are determined by what narrative of demarcation. Where is it written?
I don't think it is. I don't know.
This begins here, that ends there. It seems to be amorphous. And before we start talking about changes to the zones, I'd like to be a little more clear where the zones really are. Begin.
Right.
Yeah, stress to the selectmen that a clear defined map preferably with a professional GIS system, which will delineate the lot lines and dimensions so that when it states that the zone is 1,000 feet off the road, well, off, is it the center line of the road, the edge of the pavement, edge of the easement, or is it the property line 1,000 feet?
Well,
we have that issue with...
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to solve that one. That's going to be a...
It's nothing we can do ourselves. We need the selectmen to authorize clear maps. And it's going to cost money. Unfortunately, it's going to cost money. But if this town is going to progress and grow collectively in accordance with the will of the people, we need to have something that we can rely on and say, X marks this spot, not just in this general area.
Yeah.
I find it hard to believe that there would be no documentation with that map. Yeah. That map cannot be the official delineation of zones. There has to be documentation that goes with that. Where is it?
I think, yeah, where is it written?
It's buried somewhere, but...
I don't know.
There has to be some kind of documentation with that.
Yeah, this one here is dated... true copy of... Well, it's dated 9/18/14 by Holly, and then I guess Rod signed it 9/17/2014, if I'm reading this right.
So there's a surveying company that, I mean...
Yeah, it's Middle Branch Land Surveyors.
So I wonder if they would have documentation. Mm-hmm.
That's a thought.
They must have some kind of report that would
what
have
did they use as a rule of thumb?
What gave them the authority to draw those lines?
That's right. They had to be some formula or whatever.
Well, I'll tell you,
some
parameters
that decided where they were going to be.
I'll ask them. I can call. I mean, actually, I used their services once for checking my property, my lot lines, and they were very helpful, actually. Very, very helpful. And I can give them a call and ask them if they have any further documentation than this. So, but anyhow, I think we've got an issue. We can't solve that issue now. But so anyway, the last thing I would just want to say is, okay, and if maybe planning board members can start looking through this and coming up with your own recommendations. And when maybe next meeting, I think we can talk about whether we want to start. We can still start on public hearings or workshops without having, I mean, I know it's not easy to do, but without having any further information on zones. Right now, because, you know, it's not as good as it could be. But it's something. It's a starting point. So if we don't start on it, we can at least look at land uses that people say, oh, no, that should not be in there, and then get it ready to go to the voters in the next town meeting. That'd be my opinion anyway. So anyhow, that's about all I had to say about it. I probably said too much. But
I appreciate all the work on this.
No, it's just, you know, it's the uncertainty that bothers me. I don't like it if we're not. And it's also, we shouldn't, we also, I'm going to expand this list of changes, so, because we know we have to put in commercial design standards. We have that. We need to put that in, so we got to find the Word version. Maybe Irene can look for that, if you don't mind. Okay. So, the only thing else, does anybody else have any questions on this part?
Well, the first thing you have right off the bat is updating the ordinances
right
after any changes are made. Is the table of contents up to date right now?
No.
Well, I think it's one thing that we can do with
no
necessity for a town meeting or any.
No, no, we don't. Yeah, we don't need to
update that upon the insertion of the street corner ordinance.
Yeah, it's
in its appropriate location.
Actually,
that's a separate document, right?
I went through my list. I did this a while ago, and I probably should have brought it up sooner. But I went through the table of contents and just checked pages, and I penciled my table of contents. So it may not have this one little new addition, but I've got all the changes. I can do this easily if I get a Word copy of the table of contents, assuming that, you know, and it'd be something pretty easy to do, frankly.
From what I think we had the conversation a long time ago with Patty about updating I think she had attempted to streamline. But she said, I remember her saying that the word document was really unwieldy. It was it's an accumulation of years of word versions. Mm-hmm. And the paging, the paragraphing is
it's
off.
It's all screwed up.
I had taken a copy of it, and I attempted to make some changes too. And once you change one thing, sometimes it throws a bunch of stuff off. It's very, very fragile. Mm-hmm. It almost would need to be a rewrite. Someone to do a conversion into.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, that leads into my next comment.
You're the new cleric?
Yes. Yes. We have I'm not saying anything that's out of order as far as I know, but the hiring committee met on Tuesday, and we had 43 applications for the part-time position of administrative assistant to the code enforcement officer planning board clerk. Mm-hmm. We looked at all those applications and selected about four or five to consider further. Mm-hmm. One of them dropped out. I think two weren't. Anyway, bottom line is we interviewed three people. One was done. One person was interviewed remotely, and we made recommendations to the select board clerk to pass to the select board as to who we thought was the best qualified candidate, but we also suggested that the select board certainly discuss it with the code enforcement officer, because there were, and I don't think I'm saying anything out of turn here, but there were certainly different personalities in the applicants and different levels of qualification. So if the person's going to work closely with the code enforcement officer, then we felt that there should be some interaction there before the hiring is done, and assuming this, they'll, because we don't deal with any benefits or pay or anything on the hiring thing. All we do is screening the applicants.
Right.
So that's proceeding. I think, and I did mention that the planning board was interested also, and I'm not sure in the past whether we ever interviewed anybody before they were hired. I don't know.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. Did we?
Penny Thomas. Penny Thomas. Remember she?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Well, in any case, this position is more is not like. My understanding is this position is going to be a part-time position, which will be more hours per week, and will be more of an assistant to the code enforcement officer, but also do the planning board clerk functions. And I made clear that to the applicants that it required evening meetings twice a month, plus public hearing, plus possible public hearings, and the applicants all said that was not a problem for them. So that part was covered. But I wasn't speaking for the planning board. I was just speaking as a member of the hiring committee, but I want to make sure they knew that. Mm-hmm. Get in and say, oh no, I can't do that. It doesn't work for me. And I think the candidates would work with us okay, but it's a case of the code enforcement officer. Mm-hmm. Because I think that person needs to get a vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's all I had on this part of it. Mm-hmm. Okay, do we have any minutes? Does anybody else have anyone to talk about?
You mentioned something about Facebook earlier at one of the meetings. I'd asked if you guys were interested in having our stuff on Facebook besides the town stuff, because Donna, the select worker, said she'd be happy to set that up if you want.
What do you mean, our stuff?
When notices. Our agendas.
You mean notice of meetings and things? Well, I would think so.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Yes.
The more people that know, the better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do we want to vote on that?
I'll make a motion that the planning board authorizes the select board clerk to put the notifications of the planning board meetings and information on the Facebook page.
Second.
Any discussion? Further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No opposed. 5-2.
Yeah, do we need to put that in the newspaper twice?
Oh, God, I don't know. Okay, wait a second. Let's get back to...
Minutes are in front of Paul.
Okay. Let's see, we have Planning Board public hearing minutes from August 18th of 2021. Does anyone have any changes or comments?
So I may have an old version of it, but on what I have, the last paragraph that begins Glenn Austin, is that the same?
Are you talking public hearing?
Public hearing.
I'm sorry, the last paragraph? Or?
At least the paragraph that begins Glenn Austin.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Glenn Austin asked.
How close the total house when moved will be to the neighbor's property line. Mr. Baviatis said it would be about 50 away.
50 feet?
Yeah, I think. Is feet in there?
Did I leave that?
I'm sorry.
Away?
My apologies.
Is this a public hearing one?
Yes.
Yeah, do you want me to just write that in? We got a pen here.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch it earlier.
I'm going to just write that in, Irene. Okay.
And I'll get a mic.
Wait a second. Let me write that for 50 feet. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the last paragraph that begins, Mr. Tatu read an email from Donna Johnson. Should we specify that she's an attorney? Otherwise,
okay, yeah, good point.
Yeah, thanks. Attorney Johnson.
From attorney?
Mm-hmm. Professional designation.
ATTY or?
Yep, ATTOR.
Okay.
And listen to the version I've got. I really left a question. Do any of you remember what the answers were? Is that on that copy?
No, I took that.
You took that out? Okay.
I added a sentence that said, the property is in a commercial zone and the DOT permit will be received on a prior application.
Yes. Yeah, great.
Does anyone else have any other items to change on that? Is there a motion on that?
A motion to approve the minutes on the planning on the public hearing for August 18th as amended.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. No opposed. Okay. The approved date was... We also have Planning Board meeting minutes of August 18, 2021, which, has everyone had a chance to look at these? Mm-hmm. Are there any changes that you want to make? Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the meeting minutes for August 18.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No opposed. Okay, so approved. Oh, I'm sorry, should have gone in here. Oh, well. Here's that folder. And here's the other ones here. Okay, Cecile, Irene, you, you redid these, the check sheet for, that's just for our reference, isn't it? Yeah, there's no action required on that, is there? Okay, great. Okay, let's see, what do we need? An agenda for the next meeting?
Just want to reiterate, we did not get a response, or we have, did we actually send out a request from the selectmen for the Zoning Board of Appeals rules and regulations so that we have an idea of the playing field that they're working on?
Send that notice out. I'm trying to know what the response was.
And it's a public document, and their bylaws are not on the
should be on the website. Should be on the website, but there's so many things missing on the website. I'm not surprised.
I looked today specifically.
Yeah.
Oh, for the zoning board of appeals.
Yeah. There's a lot of things missing on there.
Yeah.
How about our bylaws?
I wonder if they're on there.
Good point. I think they are, but I can't say for sure.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's public knowledge, and it would only benefit us in having the knowledge of what they're going to be looking for when they get an appeal, something we did.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, do we have any applications or anything for our next meeting? I mean,
let's come in. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can go through. I'll have a memo for this. I would suggest putting in there. We can still continue this thing about administrative procedures. I'll put together a memo for to send out to other town organizations asking for updates to the zoning ordinance. Mm-hmm. And we'll do the review and approve minutes, new business, and any open issues. And if we get something in the meantime, we can take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Did we also want to make sure that, or give notice to the public that we're going to be having open public workshops on asking them for their recommendations?
Well, I would think we ought to schedule that first, or at least discuss it next meeting. Let's come up with a schedule. Mm-hmm. I think Rod ought to have input on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if we can come up with some kind of a rough schedule, I don't think we should do it every 2 weeks, but maybe certainly once a month or something to try and take different areas. But, I'll try to look at dividing it up maybe or something, come up with some ideas. Well, we ought to do it in pieces, is my point.
Right.
We can.
But so I'm thinking, kind of like the selectmen, they open up the meeting. Do we have any public input?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I'm living on Partridge Way. I got a question. I'd like to see if we can possibly change this or modify this. So at the beginning of the meeting, give the public 5 minutes or whatever to not wait 3 months until this article or section comes up. Make it a living, breathing document. Give, you know, so we can take all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've got no objection to that, but I think we let's. I would suggest at the next meeting, let's take a look.
Yeah, let's bring it up.
Try to set up a schedule and get going on this if we're going to do it.
Because I think in our procedures for the planning board, we don't allow public input. Isn't it stated that people can attend, but they need to. The chairman has to agree, and then he's supposed to vote whether the people speak. So
well, we should follow.
We'd have to follow that, but I guess it doesn't stop anybody from coming in.
Put that as an agenda item. We want to. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, public input.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's all we got for next meeting.
I went back to my emails. They had sent that. Oh, it was you that asked the question.
Yep.
About the ZBA manual, and Patty had responded that you could have access through MMA to retrieve that. We don't have that here.
Through MMA.
Okay, so it's a ZBA.
There's none specific to the town.
It's a very specific statewide document.
I'm going to ask, I know I can get on the MMA website.
I can, too.
Yeah, wasn't that based on a class we went to or something?
Well, I think as soon as you become a part of the town municipality, I think you can get access to it.
Yeah.
To go on the website, and I think that you have to fill out some information. And I don't know if they have to get the approval from the town, but you just say you're a planning board member or whatever. Yeah. I remember going through the online thing for that.
Isn't what MMA has models for ordinances. There must be some record of the Zoning Board of Appeals adopting those specifically.
Well,
we do have some documentation in our ordinance about appealing.
Yes, and I
appeal procedure, but not the proceedings.
Not what they went right.
Mm-hmm.
My suggestion is that, well, we definitely want to ask the Zoning Board of Appeals if they want to change their, if they want to modify their part of the Lyman zoning ordinance. I mean, it has to be voted on, of course, but there were some deficiencies there, I thought, in there. It could have been somewhat more specific in some areas.
Agreed.
But they may not think so. But it really would be, we could ask, we should ask them, is my point.
Definitely worth asking.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Okay, is there anything else anyone wants to go over? We got enough for the agenda for next time?
Mm-hmm. I got watching this stuff, and I looking for my stuff inside. What did you say? Administrative procedures?
Yeah, administrative procedures, review and approved minutes, and new business and open issues. And it'll be 7 o'clock on the 15th. Okay. Anything else going on then? May I just want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Guess we've adjourned. Thank you, Gord, for doing the for the YouTube.